Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Enigma Fishing, Cast, Catch, Repeat. Visit Anderson, South Carolina, home of beautiful Lake Hartwell. Phoenix Boats, experience the difference. And by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now here's lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the BassPro.com Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, a High School National Championship, the College National Championship, and the College Bracket, leading to the Bassmaster Classic. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation Club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. The best way to communicate with the show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show, is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the watch button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. And now we've added a new element to Bassmaster Radio, and that's our video feed that you can find at Bassmaster.com/radio or go to Bassmaster.com and click on the watch tab and then click on Bassmaster Radio. We also encourage you to visit our YouTube page at Bassmaster Radio for select interviews with guests video style. Check that out at YouTube/Bassmaster Radio. The new year has brought some great new sponsors to Bassmaster and to Bassmaster Radio. Strike King Lures has become the title sponsor of the wildly popular Strike King College Series and has also upped their involvement with all of Bass. Joining us today is Strike King Senior Brand Marketing Manager Tom Brubaker to talk about their commitment to Bass. It is also learning season, and no one teaches the sport of fishing better than the Bass University and Bass UTV. Pete Glusek and Mike Iaconelli started Bass U over 10 years ago, and Pete is coming up to tell us about a great deal they have going on right now. And in the anchor role today is Elite Series Pro Frank the Tank Talley, who had a great season in 2020 and slipped a bit last year, but is poised for a big comeback this year.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And big news coming out of Birmingham this past week was that Strike King, we all know Strike King, we love Strike King, right? Strike King is now the title sponsor of the Bassmaster College Series, which is absolutely tremendous. And they're also going to be a supporting sponsor of everything, the Elite Series, the Opens, everything that's going on the Bassmaster Tournament Trail. So that is a really, really cool thing. So I thought, you know what, let's reach out to Strike King and see what's up with that. And Tom Brubaker joins us now. He is the Senior Brand Marketing Manager for Strike King, and he joins us now. Tom, welcome to the show. How are you?
Tom, good to be here. Thanks for having me on. Well, doing well. Sitting here in the office in Columbia, South Carolina. So good to be talking to you.
Well, I appreciate you joining us here for a few minutes. And just kind of pull a curtain back for us a little bit here. I mean, the logo is beautiful. The Strike King logo has always been iconic. But mixing that with the Bassmaster College Series, that looks really, really cool. The method behind the madness of attaching the Strike King name to the Bassmaster College Series.
The method to the madness. Well, I think it was pretty seamless. It just, from our consumer, you know, obviously the Bass consumer, they align. You know, I think one thing that I guess Strike King and Bass have in common is two brands that have helped define the sport since pretty much the beginning. So, you know, we've kind of been there, you know, right hand in hand since this all started, and being a big side of the competitive side as well. So, it just made a lot of sense, and you know, I think our goal, just like Bass's, is you know, to continue to define the sport, reach new generations, and you know, obviously that aligns very well with the collegiate angler. So it was a seamless deal. It was a win-win, and it made a ton of sense.
Yeah, it does make a ton of sense. There's no doubt about it. And as you say, it's kind of a brand that it's an everyman brand, high-quality brand. But it feels like that Strike King has gone out of their way over the years to maintain a certain affordability as well. We've seen prices of certain baits, you know, kind of get out of control where people are paying $30 and $40 for crankbaits now and, you know, some crazy prices out there for stuff. But it seems like you guys have always kind of made sure that this was a product that folks could get their hands on easily and that the masses could use.
Yeah, absolutely. That's always been a priority. You know, we wanted to be affordable for everybody while at the same time not sacrificing the quality behind it. You know, I think a big key to that is the countless, you know, number of designers and, you know, from the product development standpoint, like creating products that catch fish. And if you do that and you can make it affordable, then, you know, that's a pretty good game plan to stick with. But I think the legacy behind it, you know, having this much history in the brand, is what allows, you know, Strike King to continue making, you know, products that catch bass.
Yeah, there's no doubt they catch bass. And those kids on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series will catch some bass as well. I mean, they are absolutely phenomenal. It always blows my mind when I talk to them. You know, we have them in our Winner's Circle segment and so on, and we talk to them, and it always blows my mind how polished they are, you know. And not only can they catch them up, they've learned the lingo, they learn how to dodge questions, and you know, some of them got some great personality. So, you know, having Strike King associated with the Bassmaster College Series seems to make a lot of sense.
Yeah, you know, Tom, it's crazy to see where college fishing is now compared to even where it was, you know, 5 years ago, and then, you know, looking back, like I think 2013 is when bass started doing the college series. I fished for the University of South Carolina until 2015, so very familiar with, you know, what bass and what Hank, you know, Hank Weldon have built over there. And it's crazy how much different it is. I remember just kind of the initial, you know, tournaments that featured guys like, you know, Dustin Connell and Jordan Lee, and thinking about where they were then when it was like tournaments of like 10 to 20 people to where it is now, and not just the size of the tournaments, but like you said, how prepared, polished, you know, just ready for the next level that, you know, the anglers that fish the college series are. It's incredible.
There's going to come a time, Jake Whitaker, another Carolina boy that, you know, comes on the show quite a bit and has done a great job coming out of the college series that's on the elites now. But there's more and more guys that we are seeing. One of your guys, Garrett, John Garrett, I fished with him in an open not too long ago. And, you know, he's a Strike King guy coming out of the college series as well. And it seems like there's going to come a point in time where pretty much like other sports, pretty much everybody on the tour is going to have some sort of a college fishing background. I mean, it seems to be that's where we're headed.
Yeah, and it's – I think it is that way because the way that, you know, the college programs have been built out, you know, when you're able to see such a variety of lakes and you're also able to, you know, fish with somebody else and there's that team aspect to it, but you're really getting exposed to, you know, all – different ways to catch fish and being, you know, needing to be able to adjust. And then we also, obviously it's, you know, the information day and age where just the access to tips, techniques, the learning curve has just shrunk so much. So I totally agree. I think that that is where it's heading. You're going to see at least, you know, 50% or more representation from people that fished in college, just because that's the best way to improve. I mean, you're very far ahead when you graduate from college, and you know, if you decide to pursue the professional tournament side, you've been so well equipped, and you've also been, you know, introduced to, you know, brands and representatives from those brands. So obviously, an important part of it is securing sponsors. So I mean, it's it's just kind of a 360, you know, great way to pursue a career at the next level.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Tom Brubaker with us. You're talking about Strike King and our new involvement with the Bassmaster College Series. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the YouTube series that you guys have put together, the Kings of Bass series, you know, along with the Pro Team Journal show. The production elements of that thing are so good, so important, and what a great vehicle it is to show people, you know, how these different products that Strike King makes are utilized by the pros. And there is a fierce amount of loyalty, it seems like, by the Strike King pro staff guys and to the product, and it shows up on these shows.
Oh yeah, that's another thing that was just kind of it was a natural fit, you know, for us to launch Kings of Bass TV, and that's actually the YouTube channel where you'll find, you know, episodes of Pro Team Journal and Kings of Bass. But it all starts with, you know, our pro team, which I would argue is probably the strongest pro team out there, you know, representing any brand. Obviously, you know, you got Greg Hackney, you got Mark Menendez, I mean, Mark Zona. So it's just a list of just hammers. And they are all like bought in. It's all a team. It's all a family. So that really makes for something unique, which is why, you know, Kings of Bass and Pro Team Journal are so engaging. And we hope they're very informational as well. You know, there's different components, you know, of those various episodes. You have some that are more technique and bait specific, but you also, you know, have the home life episodes that, you know, just give you kind of a backdrop onto, you know, what's a guy like Kevin Van Dam up to in the off season? What's Greg Hackney up to? What are these guys' lives like, you know, off of the water?
Yeah, I was texting with Hackney during the episode that showed him on the dozer clearing his land in Arkansas or Mississippi that he had bought there. And then when you guys did that Home Life series on Hackney, I'm like, come on, man, you really got on that dozer? And he was like, yeah, I was all over it. So it is it's fascinating stuff. You guys do a great job with it. And it's great to see Strike King increasing their involvement with bass and certainly taking the title naming rights of the college series. And I appreciate you guys so much, man. And I appreciate you taking the time to come out and talk about it.
Absolutely, Tom. It was my pleasure. And we're looking forward to, you know, blowing things out here in 2022. Very, very happy to be the title sponsor. So it's going to be great.
All right. Some tremendous stuff there. Tom Brubaker has been our guest from Strike King. And it's the Strike King Bassmaster College Series now. And it's a cool looking logo. It really is nice. All right. We're going to get a break in here. We'll come back with more right after this. You're listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now it's time to talk about, well, you're going to hear a lot more about these guys. You know these people, but you're going to hear a lot more about them on Bassmaster Radio coming up in the next few months. And it's you know, it's Bass University, and it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a Bass University. And Pete Gluzik and Mike Iaconelli started this several years back, and the videos are just absolutely tremendous. The seminars that they do are great. And we're going to talk about it right now a little bit with Pete Gluzik, who joins us now. Pete, welcome to the show. How are you?
Man, Tom, I'm doing great. It's a great time of year. It's a great time of year at Bass U. This is a time of year where everybody has got cabin fever, yeah. And they're dying to learn new techniques. It's a great time of year for us.
And no, it is. It's absolutely fantastic, and it's easy to get lost in the videos, and you just start watching these things. And I know, you know, at one point in time, you get that first 4 or 5 minutes, and then you got to join. You know, you just got to join because you want to see the whole deal. And you got such a mix of anglers, and it seems like everybody who's anybody, you know, has done videos and seminars with Bass U. It seems like it's something that guys really want to be a part of.
You know, and we appreciate that, and we work with the guys that are at the cutting edge. And one of the things that we're really proud of is we vet all of our guys, right? We want the guys that are cultivating these new techniques, winning with them, and we want them teaching about the things that they're really good at. and they're really confident in, and it really helps. It makes for a great experience for the student because they're getting all this great information, and we're giving them the best chance to get out on the water and be able to duplicate that technique themselves. So yeah, we work hard. We want the best of the best, the guys that are winning. And, we're really, really pleased with our lineup again this year. We have lots of seminars coming up this upcoming weekend, next weekend, and a lot more. And everybody can go check it out at bashy.tv. You can be part of our live seminars, or you can subscribe and check out all of our recorded seminars on Bashy TV.
Now, fishermen, we know we all exaggerate, all right? It says there's over 900 videos at the site. I mean, come on, 900 videos? Is that right? I mean, that's more videos than we can watch the rest of our life.
It's true. We're actually going to surpass 1,000 in the really short term. It's been a thrill. You know, I mean, we've done on-water training with KVD, with Mark Zona, with Swindle. We've had them all in the classroom. It's been a great experience. And man, if you want to learn how to crankbait fish, we've got Kevin breaking down all the details of his crankbait seminar,
right?
And David Fritz as well. The beauty of what we do, and we're proud of this, is we don't cut corners. Like, we want all the details, and we have our format allows you to be able to get all those details in. You know, it's not edited. It's not cut short. So everything from the knot to the replacement hooks to how you make that bait jump and snap, it's all there. And yeah, we're gonna surpass 1,000 instructional videos here in a couple months.
But what's cool, at the website, at bashu.tv website, you can click on categories and then go check things out by techniques or by habitat or by certain kinds of lures. And, you know, I struggle with a spinning rod and tying those knots, you know, when it comes to fluoro to braid, and I hate it. I hate it. But I'm looking for the best one. Boom, you can go in here and just click on that, and you can see several videos on the quickest and the best way to do it, and in all different techniques, which is really cool that you've broken it down by category.
And it works great. You can get it to exactly what you want. I'm just like you, Tom. Man, that drop shot just confounds me. Every year it's on my list. It's like, all right, this is the year I'm making peace with the drop shot. And every year I still fight it. But we have, we have some great instructional stuff, even from the late Aaron Martins, the guys that are, the best at it, the guys that are winning with it, and it's all available there. We also break it down. Like, all of our videos are time-stamped, so if you're limited on time, you can get right to the part of the video that talks about the thing that you want to learn. And but drop shot is my weakness, too.
Yeah,
that stuff kills me. But it, you can also concentrate on your strengths. If you're a pitcher and a flipper like I am, every time you listen to Greg Hackney's seminar, you pick up a new tidbit about how to be better at that. He's so insightful. One of our best instructors. You take the time to listen to him. So you can work on your strengths, work on your weaknesses. If you have a certain pro that you want to, dive into, we can categorize them by that as well. So you can get to what you want fast.
About 100 guys, too. I mean, this isn't like 9 professional fishermen that are making these videos. You have about 100 guys here on this thing. Pete Glusek with us here talking about Bass U. And, electronics is a big thing, because there's the forward-facing electronics has come out. And a lot of us, I've sat there and I've fished. I do not have it on my boat, but I have seen it on other guys' boat. And they're, I'll be fishing with Justin Hamner. And he says, oh, look, right there, you can see it. I'm like, what the hell are you looking at? I don't even know what you're looking at. Oh, that's a school of bass, and that's a school of bait. But you got videos on that, too, where you can go and watch these videos and learn how to use your own electronics that you have on the boat that maybe you don't even know how to use properly.
No, it's still our biggest – I mean, with the, technology, as it's moving so fast, people are trying to catch up, keep up. and it continues to be our most popular instructional courses. And we've got Patrick Walters, who really was at the forefront of winning using forward-facing sonar out on the Bassmaster, and teaching, you know, what he's learned about it. Recently, we had Lee Livesey out just, you know, a couple months ago, not even using the Humminbird Mega Live. And it's so fun. You know, we're able, you know, our production is really top shelf. We pride ourselves in that too. We want to be able to bring this messaging to guys in the best possible way. And we captured some amazing content right off the Livesey screen. We're watching these fish hide behind bridge pilings and watching them move. It's just fascinating. But electronics are a huge topic, and we spend a lot of time with the best guys teaching how to use it.
Yeah, and Pete and Mike Iaconelli started this thing. How many years ago has it been now since you guys got this started, launched this idea?
Man, I'm actually looking at a Bass Times advertisement that we bought in 2009, I have that hanging on my wall. So we've been over a dozen years. Mike and I have been traveling the country, giving seminars from coast to coast, and it's been a great ride. And about 5 or 6 years ago is when we launched Bass University TV, where we were able to go from, you know, just being on site and talking to people locally to being able to have really a global reach. And it's really cool, Tom. We have subscribers to Bass U TV from countries that don't even have bass in them.
Yeah, that is good. Well, people love, I mean, you love to fish for bass, love to watch people fish for bass. We saw the incredible numbers and audiences that were watching on FS1 and on Fox, watching the Bassmaster Elite Series and then the Bassmaster Open Series as well. All right, before we end here, tell the folks, you guys got a 60-day free trial going on right now. I mean, it's 20% of the year, this 60-day free trial. How did they get signed up for something like that?
It's you go over to bassu.tv and you can click sign up, or I'll give you, it's bassu.tv/bass60.
Yeah,
that's the code. Get you right to a 60-day free trial. Come check it out. We know you're going to love it. Our goal is to help you become a better angler. And we believe that's going to happen for anybody that comes over and starts learning through Bass University.
And you guys got promotions and giveaways, and, I mean, it's really grown into something. There's the live shows. They'll be virtual again this year. Listen, it's been something we're all dealing with for the last couple of years, this whole COVID deal, and you don't want to put anybody in harm's way necessarily. So they'll be virtual, which people have gotten really used to doing that kind of stuff. But the videos, the on-the-water videos, the instructional videos are all good. There's on-the-water videos, new every week as well. So there's just so much stuff that you can find there at bassu.tv is where you go to find it. And and I know both you and Mike have a real heart for teaching people. You know, that's what at the heart of this is. You're the dean, and he's one of the professors along with the other 100 guys you got doing it.
Yeah, he's an amazing teacher, and I've always loved it. One of the things as an angler, I felt like it helped me become a better competitor by teaching, because what it caused me to do is look back into how I do things,
right,
and understand how I'm able to make that. It helped me be better. So, and I've always loved it. I love it when you get that blow your hair back moment from the students. They're like, oh, I get it now. It's a great, you know, for me, it's extremely rewarding, and I love to do it. I know Mike does too. And, hey, check it out. I'm at the Opens. Come, if you're at the Opens, come and hang out, say hi.
Yeah.
And we're also going to be at a lot of the elites this year. We're going to be down at the St. John's River with Bass University. We're going to be doing some seminars from the Bassmaster stage this year. And you can check us out. We have a column in Bassmaster Magazine. You can check that out. Look for some of our videos on Bassmaster.com. So we're going to be all over again this year. So if you see us out there, you're going to any of the elite events, make sure you stop by and see us at the Bass U booth.
Yeah, and you're also going to hear more about them on Bassmaster Radio as well, as they complete the circle of life, if you will. And Pete, I appreciate you doing this, and I look forward to seeing you at Kissimmee, and we'll have a good time down there. And who knows? You know, maybe we'll win a little bit of money too with all this information we got from Bass U TV.
Look forward to it, Tom. Good luck in your fishing this year, buddy.
All right, man, you too. There you go. Pete Klusik. How cool is that? And it's great to have those guys on board with us. All right, we're going to get a break in here. We'll come back with more. Frank the Tank Tally is coming up next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now, well, we got a little bit of a striking thing going on here to get the show started. We had Tom Brubaker from Strike King talking about the Strike King Bassmaster College Series that they have now attached themselves to. And well, how about talking to a Strike King pro in Frank the Tank Tally, who joins us from his home in Texas. He's just getting over the COVID, you know. So, Frank, first of all, how are you feeling, man?
Oh, thanks for having me on, Tom. I'm feeling good. I feel like a new man the last 2 days. But yeah, for 8 days I danced with the devil, and the devil almost got me. So, you know, I'm glad to be back. I got some good, renewed energy now, and I'm ready to get things started for the new season.
And you're not quite the tank that you were a year ago. I mean, you were down about 100 pounds overall net right now. You've been a little lower than that. But being a guy myself that has battled the weight, I know how it is to get it off first and then keep it off second, which is almost as hard as getting it off in the first place. But, yeah, I would think that that's got to have you feeling good a little bit is, you know, it's like you lost a small person, you know?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, you know, the agility in the boat and just feeling better, you know, to be able to compete and actually just practice for 12, 14-hour days, you know, it does make a difference. You don't think at the time you're doing it with a bunch of extra weight, you know, it's like two sacks of deer corn on your back if you think about it. 50 pounders, and so when you don't have that weight on you anymore, it's like you can tell a difference. But since you know I've been big all my life, so you know, you grow up, you don't know any better until it's off, and then you're like, wow, this does make a difference. So yeah, I'm excited. You know, I need to get back to work, you know, back to fishing and you know, starting to lose a few more pounds. But right now, you know, the pound of bacon in the morning's calling my name.
That's probably, you know, that might have something to do with it. My daughter made me switch to turkey bacon. She says, Dad, you're gonna have a piece of bacon every morning on that bacon, egg, and cheese that Mama makes for you. So the least you can do is put turkey bacon on there instead of hog bacon. But so I had to make that change. Frank Tally with us here. You know, you talk about this off season. It was a lock and load season last year. We know why they did it, with the fear of COVID and having to cancel events and so on. Well, it didn't happen. You guys just fished like crazy, like three tournaments a month, bang, 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 and knocked the whole thing out. This has been the longest off season, and I'm not fishing the elites. I fish the opens, but I don't fish the elites, and it feels like it's been forever. Just talk about that here, this long off season that you've had and what it's been like.
Oh, it's honestly driving me nuts, Tom. I mean, you know, it's like watching paint dry. It just takes forever, or, you know, so I'm trying to get back into that routine of, you know, being more urgent. You know, everything's got to be in a hurry. But to be honest with you, my boat's been wrapped for 2022. My jerseys are done. You know, it's everything is done, and it's been that way for like a month now. So, I mean, I'm way ahead of the curve, because normally it's like a week before we leave, you know, to Florida, you're still scrambling, getting stuff together. Well, this year organization won't be an excuse, because I'm ready to go.
You're ready to go, and I got to imagine you're chomping at the bit to get the taste of this past year out of your mouth, because you know, you had a great year the year before. You had to win. You won at Guntersville. You were, you know, rocking and rolling. This past season, though, just didn't go your way. Is there anything, when you go back and you point to, you know, what it was that you did throughout the year as to why this was a little bit more of a struggle for you this past year and, you know, as opposed to, you know, previous years?
I think the biggest thing is, you know, if you look at the statistics, I mean, I made 5 out of 9 cuts, and, you know, so, I mean, I made over half the cuts, but the problem was, is when I didn't make a cut, Tom, it was horrible. I mean, it wasn't a barely missed the cut type finish. It was one of those 80, 85, you know, finishes, and it, you just can't do that against these guys, you know. And so, you know, my main thing this year is, no matter how big or small, just put a limit every day I'm on the water, you know, on the scales. And that's going to help out a lot, because even on some of the tournaments that I made the cut, you know, on day three, I'd fall flat on my face and only bring in, you know, two or three fish.
Yeah.
And you just can't do that, you know, and I gave back a lot of points. I mean, I went back and looked at it and I gave it back like 160 points just in made cuts on the last day, you know, on the third day. And so, I mean, just that alone would have put me way up in the standings. You know, so yeah, that's all on me. I mean, I take full responsibility of that. I just want to get back out there and catch them, you know. And this time, you know, this year being a little different, I just want to catch five every time I hit the water.
Yeah, that's a useful strategy for sure. 15th in the points 2 years ago, falling to 75th last year. And it does go to that mindset, too, though, is are you out there fishing, you know, swinging for the fences? You come off a year with a win and a 15th place finish in the points. And maybe in your mind, you're out there, you know, going all or nothing. And then all of a sudden you realize you're halfway through the season and you got a lot more nothing than all, you know, in there. And I think that could sometimes affect some guys.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. When you start thinking about it halfway through the season and, you know, you get what I call running scared. And then all of a sudden you're just trying to, you know, put the Band-Aid on and stop some of the bleeding. You know, the hemorrhaging's hemorrhaging, but, you know, you're just trying to stop some of it. And there's no way to fish. You know, you have to fish committed 110% the whole season, regardless of what happens. And I got caught up in that. I'm like, you know, the first part of the season was great. And then all of a sudden it started, you know, going downhill. And I'm like, I couldn't stop that roller coaster for nothing. You know, I had, you know, the brakes on and everything else, and it still didn't stop. But, you know, you live and learn. And that's what you take away from some of this stuff is, you know, how are you going to do it different the next time? And that's the most important. You know, if it happens again, then, you know, shame on me. But, you know, I've learned a lot from last season. So we're going to tee it up in Florida this year and see what happens. But I'm excited about it.
Talk to me a little bit about, you did a great video for Bassmaster.com on your setup for the winter jig fishing bite. And we're in the midst of that right now. We've had this cold snap that has come across after a warm week and a half or so during the holidays, all across the Mid-South, from Texas, where you're at, from Tennessee to where I'm at, down in Alabama, and all across the Mid-South. We've had a cold snap hit, and we're going to have, you know, those temperatures in the lake are falling rapidly now. But talk about that winter jig setup and what you're looking to do and how you like to fish it.
That I'm trying, when it pertains to the jig in the wintertime, what I'm trying to do, of course, is give them a big profile, you know, so they only have to eat, you know, once a day if they commit to it. In other words, their metabolism's so slow with that colder water, you know, a big fish doesn't want to, you know, exert itself too many times, you know, mm-hmm. during the day to get a full meal. So I want to put a big, bulky, you know, structure jig. Strike King structure jig is what I go to, 3/4 ounce or 1 ounce, depending on the depth. You know, anything deeper than 30 foot, I go to a 1 ounce. But, you know, from 15 to 25, right in there, 3/4 plenty. Because a lot of people think, well, if you want to keep contact with the bottom, which that is a definite, you know, deal, but also the heavier the jig, a lot of times you get hung up more too. So, all right. You know, you're in a catch 22 with that. So I try to go with a heavy jig to get down there, so I don't waste a lot of time getting to the bottom. But in the same sense, I don't want it so heavy that it gets hung up every time I drag it across the bottom. But I really just want to, you know, keep contact with the bottom. I want to put a full size, like rage crawl, on the back of it, you know, and I don't get any real elaborate with colors. I mean, green pumpkin, jig with a green pumpkin trailer. I might dye the tips chartreuse, you know, if I want to get wild or whatever. But most of the part is just green pumpkin, you know, on green pumpkin, and I keep it pretty simple. You know, I usually fish that on 17-pound Seaguar and Vizx. That's my go-to. You know, 17-pound, it still lets that bait act, you know, natural, but yet when you crack one, you know, in deep water, if he's around a piece of standing timber or around a boulder or something, it's not going to break off on you. So, you know, I just, that's my go-to, you know. It's and you got to have it in your mindset too, Tom, that the bottom line is you're only going for 5 bites a day when you're throwing it something like that, you know, a jig like that. You're not trying to, you know, set records with 25 or 30 bites a day in the dead of winter when the water temperature's in the 40s. You know, you're looking for 5 to 6 bites, you know, and that's all. And if you can get, you know, you can get a limit's worth of bites, I guarantee you, you're going to have the right 4 or 5 fish, you know, to bring to the scales, or just, you know, for camera worthy on fun fishing days. But yeah, that's all I'm trying to do is just give them a big profile, a big bait that they can, you know, feel comfortable when they eat it, that they think they're going to, you know, be good for the day. And then all of a sudden it gets the, you know, you get the tank on the other end of it.
Yeah, I hear that. Speaking of the tank, Frank the Tank Daly with us here. Now let's talk a little bit about this time of year as well. A lot of guys, they've emptied their boats. My stuff's all hanging in the barn. And then you kind of start repacking and so on. Talk about just your thought process on that. I mean, you're packing a truck. Obviously, you guys, you're going to be going to Florida and spending better part of a month down there. So you pack the truck one way, but how much stuff are you carrying in the boat now? And how do you kind of attack that in terms of what you're putting in the boat?
That's a great question. What I'm trying to do is, especially this year, I'm really trying to scale back a lot and just bring, you know, most of these venues I've been to, so I kind of understand and know what to expect, you know, and what's going to be happening. So I really, to be honest with you, I pick three or four of my favorite, you know, Strike King baits, plastics, and, you know, I might have two or three different colors just for the, you know, the water clarity. That dictates, you know, the colors that I throw is water clarity. Mm-hmm. You know, I keep some for muddy water, keep some for stained, and then some, of course, for clear. And, you know, that's – but I only put two packages in of each, like a structure bug. I'll put two packages of each color in there, three colors, so you got six packs of baits. And if you finally find that color that they're dialed into, you got it in your truck. That night you can reload, put – four or five, you know, packages in there. But for just going out every day and fishing, you know, whether you're fun fishing or tournament fishing, you know, in practice, I mean, there's no need to load that boat down. I mean, I'm guilty of it as, like, the worst. I mean, you see 4 or 5 mile an hour difference in boat speed just because I had so much dang junk in there, you know, and you think you have to have it all, but, you know, you really don't. You just have the essentials, a couple of your favorite colors, and roll with it.
Yeah. And finally, your thoughts when you heard, I mean, you've been a loyal Strike King guy. The Strike King guys are all very loyal, but when you heard about Strike King stepping up to be the title sponsor of the College Series, which is really a pretty cool thing, and so many great guys now coming out of the College Series, what was your thought process when you saw that Strike King had taken over title sponsorship of the College Series?
Oh, I was super happy. You know, I'm super proud and excited to be a part of the Strike King brand. But on top of that, you know, the high school and the college, you know, that's where it's at. And companies are realizing that now, that, you know, we're grooming these younger kids to, you know, to be the big names in the sport in, a, you know, 5 or 10 years. And so for Strike King to step up into the college, you know, and sponsor that, you know, that's incredible. It makes me feel good as a person, but it also makes me feel good that, you know, they're my sponsor, and, you know, we see eye to eye on that type of stuff, because I think, you know, starting out at the grassroots and the schooling is the way to go. So I couldn't be more excited for Strike King to do that.
Oh, that is absolutely great stuff. Frank Talley has been our guest. Frank, we wish you the best of luck this upcoming season. I'll see you down in Florida at some particular point in time, and I'm glad you're feeling better from the COVID, and we'll see you down there.
Hey, I appreciate you taking the time, Tom, and having me on. Thank y'all, and let's get 2022 started with a bang.
I'm with you on that. Thank you. That's Frank Talley. By the way, you can buy Frank Talley gear at profishing.shop. He's one of the more active guys we've got there. Mugs, hats, sweatshirts, all kinds of good stuff you can get at profishing.shop. So check that out if you're a Frank Talley fan. And who isn't, to be quite honest with you. All right, we'll get a break in, and we'll come back and wrap it up. It's Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and as we tie this show off to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. It's time now to get registered for the Bassmaster Winter Giveaway, where one winner per week through February 18th will win a $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. Just go to Bassmaster/sweepstakes to enter now. You can find all of your favorite Bassmaster merchandise at Bassmaster.shop. Hats, shirts, hoodies, and more from all your favorite outdoor brands in great Bassmaster styles. Plus, Bassmaster.shop Shop has official Bass Nation merchandise. Shop for yourself or get gifts for your friends and family. Look for great deals every week at Bassmaster.shop. Bassmaster.shop is the only place to buy official Bassmaster and Bassmaster Classic gear. And have you ever wished that you could buy gear to support your favorite elite angler? Well, check out ProFishing.shop for select angler hats, hoodies, and tees, including championship gear from their wins. Plus, check back often as the roster of anglers is growing every week. But now you can rock the logo of your favorite pro. Plus, check out our exclusive lifestyle line, hashtag Fish On, to proclaim your love of fishing. And take a look at the legendary Lake Series as well. You can even buy Bassmaster radio gear. Check out the new line of coffee mugs there, too. That's profishing.shop. Fishing fans can spend their winter weekends with the world's best anglers as FS1 begins airing highlight shows from the 2021 Bassmaster Elite Series and the Academy Sports and Outdoors Bassmaster Classic presented by Hook and previews the upcoming season. Nearly 14 million viewers watched Bassmaster live programming, and once more, all nine 2022 Elite Series events and the storied Bassmaster Classic will be featured with live coverage on Fox Sports platforms, beginning with the AFCO Bassmaster Elite February 10th through the 13th on Florida's famed St. John's River. Fishing fans can tune in for live on-the-water action on tournament Saturdays and Sunday morning. Upcoming episodes will feature highlights of the 2021 season, as well as an in-depth look at Seth Vider, who notched four top tens en route to winning the Angler of the Year honors. And beginning January 22nd, the Bassmaster Live crew will begin previewing the exciting new season and upcoming Bassmaster Classic. Highlight shows will run throughout January and February on both FS1 and FS2. For a complete schedule, visit Bassmaster.com/TV-schedule. Remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the watch button and click on Bassmaster Radio. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.